In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah and make his reappearance come faster. What does he say? He says that if only our Shias would come together with united hearts, number one. Number two, in order to fulfill their pledge and their promise to us. So they come together with united hearts and together, united and fulfilling the pledge. لَمَا تَأَخْرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنُ بِلِقَائِنَا. That blessing that they're looking for of meeting us and being with us, meaning the Imam, that would not be delayed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would hasten the promised deliverance, and they would be able to see us with the true knowledge of who we are. So the Imam al-Islam is saying that there's two ingredients that need to be in place in order for the Dhuhr to come, which is unity and fulfilling the pledge, keeping the promise. So in this dua right here, we're exactly doing that. We're saying, okay, to the Imam, we're here, we're committing ourselves, we're showing our loyalty, allegiance, and we're doing it with everyone else too. Okay, now, what is it that we're pledging allegiance to the Imam? What is it that we're promising to him? We say, Allahumma ij'alni min ansarihi wa a'wanihi. O Allah, make me from among his helpers and from among his ansar and a'wan, meaning is his close helpers, and even if I'm not there, then at least the ones who are his assistants. I want to be part of that movement. The ones who come and come around him. The ones who hurry to meet any need that he has. Any need that he has, I want to be the one who fulfills his need. And I want to be among those who follow his commands and protect him. And I want to be among those who die in his way as well. All these things are part of the pledge that we're making to the Imam. And then we say something very beautiful. We look at our lives. We say that, oh Allah, if it's the case that I die before the Imam comes, this is a very beautiful line from the dua. Allahumma in hala bayni wa baynahu al-maut. Is that going to be the biggest concern that I have? Like the fact that I'm going to die? No. The biggest concern is, how am I going to die? Am I going to die in a state where I'm prepared and ready for the coming of the Imam? That's important. Because we say to Allah, oh Allah, if it just so happens that in your wisdom, I die before the coming of the Imam, then in that case, فَأَخْرِجْنِي مِنْ قَبْرِي مُؤَتَزِرًا كَفَنِي. Then when the Imam does make his duhur, take me out of my grave in a state that my kafan, my funeral shroud is wrapped over me, and my sword is unsheathed, and the spear is in my hand, and I am saying labbaik, labbaik to the Imam of the time. Now imagine somebody who is reading this dua, it's a reminder, number one, that we're going to die. Okay, sometimes we need to remind ourselves that our life is short, we're going to die. But second of all, it reminds us that, you know, what's important is that let's at least be on that right path. Okay, we're not asked to, like, all of us aren't asked to be like Ayatollah Behjads. All of us aren't asked to be Salman Farsi. But the important thing is that we should be trying to be on that path. So that if it's the case that God takes us, our lives, then we can tell Allah, well, we did our best. You know, we were on that path. Had we had the time and the resource and opportunity, we would have gotten, inshallah, to that level, even higher than that as well, too. We'd say salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.